Hey, I'm anxious to get right into this tonight. Let's get to Revelation chapter 15. Revelation 15. And this is the fourth time going through the tribulation period. Revelation chapter 15. And y'all know what the tribulation period is. Daniel's 70th week. It's the seven-year period in which God's going to judge the earth and the Jews on top of that. And the Jews are going to almost be annihilated. They're all almost, Adolf Hitler tried to annihilate them. Antichrist is going to try but almost succeed and to annihilate all the Jewish people. And I think about that. I think about we got some missionaries in Jerusalem and Israel trying to win people to Jesus Christ. And the Jews are hard people to win. Muslims are hard. Catholics are hard. Every time I talk to a pastor, they say, well, I'm in a pretty hard area. And everywhere is pretty hard. People getting harder and harder all the time. And what we got to do is keep on keeping on, trying to win people to Jesus Christ, no matter what, how hard they are. And God's got a hammer that can break any rock, any stone, any heart. And God knows how to do it. God knew how to do it to the Ryman family. He was able to break the rock and the hardness in our life and get a hold of us. And chapter 15, it says, I saw another sign in heaven, and great and marvelous seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them was filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, the sea of glass mingled with fire. And that sea of glass is around the throne of God. And them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name. Now, how did they get the victory? And stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And it says, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. These are Jews, the 144,000 that we just read about in chapter 14. And then they're Jewish men, male virgins. They're chapter 7, it says, from all the tribes of the 12 tribes. You got Jehovah Witnesses trying to tell you that they're, you know, that's who they are, and they're lying. Got the Mormons trying to tell you that's who they are, and most of the Mormons. And then the Catholic Church doesn't even believe this at all. They don't believe any of this. They don't believe it they don't believe Revelation should even be in the Bible. And the Pope, so I had a preacher at my house a couple of days ago, and he says, who do you think the Antichrist will be? I said, well, the Bible tells us who he is. It tells us that, and this guy, a friend of mine, and he says, I said, the Bible says he's a Syrian Jew, Isaiah 11. And then Daniel chapter 7 and 9, it just says he forsakes the God of his fathers, which is Jewish. And he goes, who do you think the false prophet is? I said, no doubt, the Pope, the Roman Catholic Church. And the Pope, this guy got this Pope that's in there now from South America. And he says he don't even believe the Bible. He don't believe there's a hell. He don't believe, this guy's off the charts. He's really going off the charts. What they've always done is get rid of the Bible. And they'll get rid of the Bible, and they'll go along with the Islam. They'll hook up, and when Revelation chapter 17, you'll find a woman with the chalice, or the chalice, got the golden cup in her hand, and you'll find that woman, she's riding on a seven-headed dragon. That's the devil and the Antichrist. And that woman will hook up anybody any way she can get some power, and she can get some fame. And that woman, which is the Catholic Church, right now they're letting down. They're saying we don't think Islam is the worst religion. We don't think none of that. That Pope now believes that Christianity, I'm talking about Bible believing Christians, are the worst enemy of humanity. Right. They believe that now. So you, right sitting here tonight, you're the worst enemy of humanity. That's what that Pope believes. And that crazy. And so we're going down that road. We're heading down that road. And the Bible says they sung the song of Moses. What is the song of Moses? Song of Moses is, whenever you find singing in the Bible, you don't find any Islam, they don't sing songs that I know of. And in Buddhism, they might chant. And the Catholic Church, they do a little chant. But singing shows up in the Bible in Exodus chapter 15. It was after a great victory. And it was after the victory that God wiped out a nation called Egypt. And Moses starts singing the song. And these folks here are singing the song of Moses. And anytime you find singing in the Bible is always after a victory. Over in the book of Psalms, it says, they said, the Babylonians said, sing us a song of Zion. They said, how can we sing a song of Zion? There was no victory. They were in defeat. They were in a strange land. They said, we can't sing a song. And that's Psalms. So, but when David comes along, he's called the great psalmist. He's singing songs. He's singing, "Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised." And God brings victory through David. And that's why I tell you, singing is probably the one of the greatest assets for any Christian to learn that songbook, learn these songs, and be able to sing praises to God. Now, the devil, he likes music too. Don't get me wrong. The devil knows music.
That's right.
And that's why this firefly is so great. It's all about electricity. You know what would be great tonight? I thought about it when coming on the way to church. You know what would be great? Pray all power goes out in Dover.
Amen.
Can you see them guys up there trying to sing? I mean, with no music. Because that's what they sound like.
Amen.
It's not singing. It's just, it's like a bunch of babies screaming. And so pray the power goes out in Dover. Just completely out. That'd be a blessing. They lose all power. Generators blow up and the whole deal. And but you know what? The devil is connected with music. And the devil knows what gets young people. And you know what gets young people motivated is music. And that's what's getting fire. They say firefly. I won't say firefly. They say that's surpassed NASCAR in Dover. It's way past that. Why? The crowds are crazy. I mean, they're smoking dope. They're drinking. They're having sex right there in the parking lots and on the ground everywhere. What the world wants to do is create another Woodstock. It's another Woodstock. And Woodstock was not a songs of victory. It was a songs of rebellion. That's what it was. So go in the book of Job. Look in Job. And look at this. Look at Job. The devil is interested in music. And y'all know that. He'll deceive whole generations with music. And when the Beatles came along, I mean, it went crazy, man. The Elvis came along, it went crazy. Music started back in the 1910s, 20s. They came along the Roaring 20s. And the Foxtrot, it's always, they named the dances after an animal. That's always after an animal. Why? Because people act like animals. And that's how they named it. So you check them out. And Linda and I, my wife and I used to go to dance and do all that crazy stuff. And man, and we got in that mess. And once we got saved, we quit dancing. We quit doing all that mess. We quit dancing. Now you say dancing's in the Bible. Dancing's in the Bible. Oh yeah, David danced before the Lord. But it wasn't an African dance.
That's right. Not what they're doing now.
Not what they're doing now. Right now, they're simulating with their body, they're imitating what a man or woman does in the bedroom. They're imitating fornication. So you get girls bending over and the guys coming up and doing all kinds of stuff to them, and they're imitating what they do. That's what they're doing. So that's not dancing, folks. That's fornication and filth. I wanted to go to Job 38. Go to Job 38. Look what it says. Job 38, and it says, "And the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, who is this? Gird up thy loins like a man." And then he goes, "I ask you, where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou understandest. And when the morning stars sang together," he says, "and the sons of God shouted for joy." See, people against shouting. I'm not against shouting. I mean, angels are shouting.
Amen.
The morning stars, the sons of God shouted for joy. So, and then go over to Ezekiel. I think it's Ezekiel 38. I had Job in my mind. Go to Ezekiel and look at Ezekiel 38. And look what it says about the devil having the pipes built in. Or 28, excuse me. Ezekiel 28. Where is it? Oh, my. What is it? I got that marked. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there it is. There it is, right there in front of me. But I wanted to say this too. In music, they have to have a supplement to get them in the mood. And when the Bible says when Moses came down off the mountain, Moses up there getting with God, he's up there for 40 days, They tell Aaron, they said, make us gods that lead us back in Egypt. So Aaron says, take off your earrings, take all that stuff and throw it in a pile, and I'll make a, and so he makes a calf and of gold. And they start, what they do is they start drinking, they start dancing, and they start stripping off their clothes. And Moses comes down, and God says, get down, Moses, go down to your people have done already. Here they come out of Egypt, and God's going to show them and direct them and guide them. They come out of Egypt, and they already started rebelling against God. And God says, I'm going to destroy them all, Moses. I'll make you a great nation. And Moses says, whoa, whoa. He comes down with the commandments, and he sees, and Joshua says, the sounds of war in the camp.
That's right.
And he goes down, and he breaks all the commandments right in front of them, and because what they were doing. And said they made, Aaron made them naked. So whenever that music, that's why, man, when I got saved, it took me a little bit. It was a battle. It was a real battle in my life over music. Yeah. I had a battle music. And, man, I thought, I can just take the same music and add Jesus and praise the Lord and all that stuff into it, you know. And I thought that's what it was, but it's not the same. No, it's not glorifying God. But look in Ezekiel chapter 28 and look at verse 13. He says, thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the barley, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes, it's like a pipe organ, was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so. Thou was upon the mountain of God, a holy mountain of God. Thou was walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee. And then it goes on, by the multitude of thy merchandise. You find that over in Revelation 2. The multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee out as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherubim, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. I never forget, Doc, he used to always say, beauty is, you know, the Bible says beauty is vain. But it said if a person's beautiful, they're cursed in a sense. He said, well, because as long as they give it to God, but if they walk around thinking they're great, like in Hollywood, they, every time they find a beautiful woman or a good-looking guy, he turns gay or queer, and they get him that way, and they mess him up. They mess every one of them. Then you find 20, 30 years down the road, they look like they've been through a stinking stone machine or something. And the beauty, because of thy beauty, thou hast corrupted by thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled my sanctuary, thy sanctuaries, by the multitude of thine iniquities. Notice it says the devil had sanctuaries. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. So the devil had the control of the earth. The earth could be a couple million years old. And the earth was, heaven, is something happened between Genesis 1:1-1:2, because in the beginning God created heaven and earth.
Amen.
So something happened. The earth could have been there for millions of years. And that's where it messes up man. But man's only 6,000 years old.
Amen.
The devil, that's why the Lord gave the earth to the devil. Said, there you kingdom. He's called the God of this world. He says, thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquities of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee. I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. And all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. So God said, you ain't going to be no more after that. All right, go back to... Go to Exodus chapter 15. Look at the song of Moses. Moses just watched all the Egyptians drown in the Red Sea. And I know in the movie, The Ten Commandments, they got Yul Brynner. He's the Pharaoh. And he tells his men to go into the ocean and go through it. But he doesn't go in. He goes back to his wife, and she says, show me the blood of Moses. And but that ain't what happened. The Bible says Pharaoh and his armies went in, and they drowned. So after they watched them drown, the whole army, they had 600 chariots. Man, you talking about advanced warfare. That, and plus men marching, thousands of men marching behind them. So then they watched the greatest army in the world at that time get wiped out completely. And Moses, look what it first, chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel. So what I'm telling you, if you got victory in your life, and the Bible says this is the victory to overcome the world, even your faith, the devil is going to try to stunt your faith. Without faith, it's impossible. Please, if you got victory in your life, you should be able to sing praises to God. If you can't sing praises to God, then that means you don't have no victory. Amen?
Amen.
So if you got victory, you can say, praise ye the Lord, and sing praises to him. I still got a song, though the enemy rages. I still got a song, though battled and worn. I messed that word up. Battered and torn, there you go. But look at chapter 15 of Exodus. Then sang Moses the song, and the children of Israel, they all pitched right in this song on the Lord. And spake, saying, I will sing on the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. Why? He just whooped the army, the greatest army in the world at that time, with water, with locusts, with frogs, with lice. He just whooped them all. No problem, man. Didn't even fire a shot. And then the death angel comes by. The Lord could have did that first, and that would have shook him up. But the Lord said, I'm going to get me glory out of him. I'm going to get glory out of him. And look what it says. And the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths are covered them. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. And thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostril, the waters were gathered together, and the floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thine wind, and the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto the holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them, and it did. And by the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased. Thou shall bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, with which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. The Lord brought again the waters and the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrel and with, look there, dancers. And Miriam answered them, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went on. And that was the whole song, verse 20, all the way down to 21, they sang. So back over in Revelation chapter 15, they sang the song of Moses. And it's a song of victory. Victory. And it says in verse 2 of Revelation chapter 15, it says, "I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image." You say, why? They're dead. They killed him. Yeah, but they didn't receive the mark. They didn't bow to him. You know what? In the book of Daniel, go to your Bible. This is going to happen again. This is going to happen again, folks, right here in the book of Daniel. Go to Daniel chapter 2. And that's why, folks, you better get victory over that old bad music that you listen to.
Amen.
If you don't, you're going to be listening. I mean, I can hear you up in heaven now. The Lord walk up and say, "Hey, play that song you were playing a little while ago." "No, I don't want to hear that, Lord." No, don't play that, Lord. You better get victory over that singing now. You better get victory. Why? Because that, you know that music? You know what it does? This music here, you have victory. You want to think about serving him, about honoring him.
Amen.
The music that comes out of the country music, comes out through the WDSD and all the other rock songs and all that stuff, it's all about me. It's all about it's all about number one. It's what I want, and sex and drugs and alcohol and whatever, man.
Right.
Free for all. That's all it's about.
And
if God, nope. So you better get victory now, or you'll be ashamed later.
Amen.
That's the truth. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
That's the truth, man. I'm telling you. The Lord gave me victory over that music. Now, every once in a while, I'll be riding down the road, and I'll be turning the channel on the radio, and an old 1950s and 1950 song come up, you know, old racing, because the music prepares you for something. That old music, that 1950s, it was always about my girlfriend or about my race car. And then the 60s came along, and it was more, about the girls and having, and then the Beatles came out with, and then Elvis, the pelvis, used to do all the moves and all that stuff, and all the girls would look at him shaking his hind end, and they would go, "Woo-hoo! They'd just go crazy. It was a spirit. And that's what country music guys are doing now. They're trying to be like the 60s.
That's right.
The country music guys coming out there with the tight pants, and they want to get up there and start, shaking their hips and all that stuff like Elvis. They want to act like Elvis. Why? Because it's power, man. It's about girls, sex, and rock and roll.
That's right.
Money. The devil knows that.
That's right.
And the devil will bless you. He will bless you. The devil will bless you and use you and throw you away like a piece of trash.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Believe me, brother. I had a friend of mine used to play in the rock band, and he used to sit, and I took him with me. I'd go preaching down in Washington, D.C. This guy ruined his life. Ruined it. He sat, I went by College Park right there in Maryland, right where the university is. He would sit in there and just stare out the window. He had marriage shot, kids all shot. Guy was saved. See, the devil, there's only a few people that really make it to, the American Idol. They could try to get up to the top. They all try to get there. They try to get that peak, and they think, well, I'm going to make it. I'm going to get rich. And their parents behind pushing that thing, trying to say, oh, we're going to get money. We're going to get money. We're going to get money. And we don't care. We're just going, and they push that thing. And they ruin people's lives.
Amen.
Look at this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got victory. See, you say, well, God don't promise to make you a millionaire. No, he don't promise that.
Amen.
But you can be a millionaire there.
Amen.
You can be pleasing in his sight. Give him honor and glory. You have peace. You don't have to smoke your brains out like Willie Nelson. Like the rest of them, drinking their brains out.
Right.
You ain't got to do that. And you can sing praises to God. And like I said, singing comes along with victory. If you don't have victory, you don't have a song. And you can't play both parts. Jesus said you can't follow Satan or mammon and God. You can't play both parts. So I'll just go out. I'll just go do my own thing. What you do, you'll ruin your life. So you know how I know you're going to ruin your life? Because you're a Christian. And you'll be unhappy.
Amen.
You might make it to the top, but you'll be unhappy. And you want to blow your head off. Look at this. Daniel chapter 3. Daniel interprets a dream, chapter 2, tells Nebuchadnezzar, and this is what the Antichrist, exactly what you're reading here, you're reading exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to have worship with music. You know, we come in here on Sunday morning, we call it a worship service. We get in here, we start singing, we start praising God, shouting, and that's what we're supposed to do. Singing the songs of Zion, we're singing tonight, and then worship comes from within. It comes inside. And praise will come out. And what Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm gonna build this image of this beast, and everybody, when the music plays, they better bow. So that was his God. This is his God. Look at verse 8 of chapter 3. It says, you say, oh, preacher, you don't know what you're talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it over and over and over again. You say, what about the people that became millionaires? Well, look how they end up.
Yeah, amen.
Look how they end up. He says, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews and spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hath made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and what? Worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship, that he should be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So the devil, this is exactly what the devil is going to do to Christians or people in the tribulation period. When he builds this image and makes this image, the music going to play, and they're going to play, and then everybody's going to have to bow. And there's going to, you know what I think? I think there's a lot of kids that's playing music right now that's in rock and roll country, and they're all saved, but they're backslidden as a Chinese fire drill.
Right.
And they don't witness for Jesus Christ. All they care about, and they're getting women, sleeping with different women and all that stuff. They say, well, that's what I want. Well, if you don't want it, then that's what you're going to get. And then one day you stand before the Lord.
That's right, amen.
Judgment seat of Christ, you're going to be bankrupt.
Amen.
You'll be bankrupt. And have Jesus Christ walk up and look you in the eyes and say, you didn't love me? Lovest thou me more than these? Man. Look back at Revelation chapter 15. God's interested in music. And music is part of worship. And the devil's is music. The devil learned it from God. And when the devil was a covering cherubim, he had pipes built in him. He led the praises of God. He led the praises of the congregation, and they sang praises to God. And when they sang praises to God, the devil, he was the one leading it. So God likes music. That's the right kind. The devil likes music, any kind he can get. Gangster rap, rock and roll, country, any kind of stuff. To mess up young girls. You know how many young girls lose their virginity going to a frat party? Music, drinking, they get raped. They get called all kinds of names. They get beat up, even get killed. I got saved. Lord dealt with me about music, and I mean, kept dealing with me, and I got mad. I said, no, nobody's going to tell me what to listen to. And I got mad. I said, ain't nobody going to tell me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And finally, the Lord got a hold of my heart. And when the Lord got a hold of my heart, I finally said, okay, God, you're right. I'm wrong. And I appreciate the Lord dealing with me. When God quits dealing with you, brother, then you're in trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
They sung the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works. The Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. Thou King of saints. You say, well, if you could get away with it down here for 10 years, what is that going to be through eternity? It ain't worth it.
Amen.
It ain't worth it. Sing the song of Moses. We're going to have to stop right there because to take a prayer request. It's already time going by.